the passage he was asking about, and the Sudhimagga, and the commentary says, one grasps the sign, the hands are beautiful, so too the feet, etc. The grasp of the sign is the composite grasping. The grasp of the feature occurs by separation. The grasp of the sign grasps everything at once like a crocodile. The grasp of the features takes up the individual aspects like the hands and feet separately, like a leech. These two grasps are found even in a single jhavana process, not to speak of different jhavana processes. So
who can grasp even in
a single jhavana process?
Who?
The sign is impossible. I think it's the translation. I think it means these two. I think it means either of these two grasps are found even in a single jhavana process. So they can be
a
grasping
moment
at the nimitta and another moment grasping at the nubhyanjana. So either kind of grasping in one jhavana process is, I think, it's the translation. It means these two. It means either of these two. Yeah, yeah.
Then it wouldn't say even in a single jhavana. What does that mean?
If one knows that citta, experience one object at a time, no doubt about anything.
Both in a single jhavana process. Seven
jhavana cittas experience the same object.
So grasping.
Yeah. Just one object. In a process, one object of a process.
So grasping the nimitta or grasping the sign by those seven cittas in the jhavana process.
Even if it was one is nimitta, one is anupyanchana, it's still the
different,
same object.
Different object. Because when you experience a nimitta, it's only one object, nimitta, the whole, like this. But when you experience just
details,
different moment, because object also arises and falls away in split seconds.
From the sense door, they are different, but in the mind door, and Sanya kind of put them together.
It's not one process through mind door. Not only one mind door. How many processes now? Yeah. But it seems like one moment. See, everything appears. That is not one cannot understand until Buddha pointed out. But it's not one moment at all to see everything right now. Many, many moments, many, many processes, uncountable.
It just means that even in one jhavana process, there is the grasping of whole or grasping of details, just even in one, that's how quick grasping occurs, just even in one process of jhavana cittas. So it doesn't need many jhavana processes for grasping, because grasping occurs so quickly just in one process.
Grasping is there? Like clinging, right? Upadana. Okay.
Experience the same as the object as the last jhavana. Never change. 7 moments.
Because the countless visible object, and then there's a shape and form, right? For countless, there are numerous visible objects, and then there's the nimitta shape and form, the sign.
Arising and falling away, which has gone, like you swing the one candlestick, light candlestick, and you make it into different shape, just one.
What do you mean countless and then shape and form? I mean, when there is a shape and form, before that there are numerous visible objects.
Why not after each visible object, shape and form?
That's single one, right? You mean single one sun? Yeah, yeah. First, there's a single one. Is that single one also called nimitta? Just by single one, also called nimitta? Yeah, right? Let's say the first sense door process. There's one visible object, and then there's a nimitta of this visible object. And then the question is, the first sense door process is one visible object, and then the mind door experience the nimitta of the not yet.
Because it experienced the paramatta dharma of the object, like the sense door process experience, exactly the same.
Another
many process in right, and around.
Right. So many, and then that's shape and form. And then Sanya remember that shape and form.
Otherwise, you will experience Dhamma, not right, the shape and form. Right. But now, they are also very fast. From moment to moment, then it forms up the idea of something. If you break it up.
Right. I mean, if Sanya can mark countless, the countless one by one, and then there's a Kana Sanya.
If I show you just a particle of this, can you know that it's a part of cup?
No. So there's a Kana Sanya after countless numerous, right? So if there's a Kana Sanya can do this, then why not the Sanya continue to have more detail in it?
There is always ignorance of each moment. So can we tell whether what moment we take it for this? Because it's countless moment of experiencing one particle.
From sense door. But if in mind door.
And those process follow instantly, yeah? And after that, you take the form, because you cannot break it up into one single process. That's why it is Kana Sanya, yes. Marks it with the idea of something.
I mean, the question probably is, to what degree can Kana Sanya do?
Unknown.
Right, so it's uncomfortable. Why not add the shape and form and the detail all together in one Kana Sanya?
At moment of just single one, is it a potato, a table, or what?
Like a moment of having an impression or thinking of everyone here. At that moment, there's no attending to the details of the chilies or the chips.
Yes.
So different.
Right, yes. Yeah. I mean, after all that, because each sanya is now lost.
Where is this leading to?
Leading to both can be in the same javana process. I mean, object, when the object is concept, it can be very, very complicated, right? The object can be an idea.
What is the significance of both appearing in the same javana process?
Okay. It just try to understand that sentence, right?
You need to look at the Pali.
Okay. Yeah.
But like Ajahn says, is once when it's clear that there's just one object, then whatever one reads, you know, one doesn't trip over it because one knows that it has to only be one object, so they can't be clinging to the whole and clinging to details at the same time.
So when at the end of the sleeping and the dream start without the five sense door, just from my door, then the sanya would be Kana Sanya directly, right?
Because it follows each doorway suddenly,
mm-hmm,
until it collects the other citta.
He asks after deep sleep, Bhavanga Citta, and then start dreaming.
No sense door process.
No sense door process.
Mind door.
Mm-hmm. Only mind door.
And in the first javana process, the sanya is already Kana Sanya, right?
Of what?
Of maybe image, persons, a person.
It's image.
Nimitta.
Thinking.
Concept.
Yeah.
Concept,
if
right.
Yeah.
So that's one single jhavana process.
Just like now, exactly like now.
So that's why I said to you before, it's concepts immediately that I thought about while streaming. Because there's no sense to a process there, it's only thinking about concepts.
Right, but that concept...
Nothing to do with experience, and the need
for color or just a concept. But that concept had nothing to do with the nimitta.
Of course, why is thinking about one's family in the dream because of previous experiences of seeing visible objects and hearing sounds and experiences of nimitta of what's been seen and heard. That's why there's dreaming about what's been seen and heard. Anytime.
Even when there are sense door experiences going on, they can still be thinking about things not related
right.
to the sense door.
Right.
So I don't quite see why it's an issue. So help me understand what is the real issue that you're bringing up here.
Can we say at the we know the concept can be the object condition, right? So that concept is thought about by the citta. It's thought about by the citta, right?
Yeah.
In the jhavana process, and that concept is based on prior memory.
Partly.
It could be could be created by the.
No, when you say based on memory, there are lots of things happening, including. Accumulated tendency to think in a certain way.
Right.
So if one habitually thinks about subject X, then it can spontaneously arise as a thought.
That's what I want to make sure that's the case. It can be spontaneous, right?
Why not?
For just one. Yeah. Okay. Then.
Because of the accumulated tendency,
mm-hmm.
not because of something.
But that concept as object. It's experienced by the citta, and that concept has nothing to do with that concept is not image anymore, right? That concept is not nimitta anymore, because the other Sarah is saying nimitta and concept are different. So, but without nimitta, there's no concept.
Clear when we talk about nimitta. Nimitta has many meanings, but the concept of thinking about stories not related to present sense or experience is happening all the time.
Yep. And that one single jhavana process can have the concept, right?
Just thinking of course happens in a jhavana process.
Right, what's going on in... Because in jhavana process, there is akusala with loba.
Yeah, but what's the actual issue here?
The actual issue here can the object be as complicated as possible?
Maybe when you talk about concepts, you are thinking about like a picture of high resolution, like you said.
It can be just. It can be just. If
you don't think about the word concept at all, is it all right? Is it all right not to think about the word concept?
Is it all right? Yes, it's still going up. Yes.
What is seen is not concept. See, we begin to see the difference. Before that, there is only concept, but you don't know that there must be reality. Otherwise, there cannot be concept. So what is known is just concept, not the nature of reality. So from now on, after hearing that without reality, there can never be concept, it brings about understanding what one takes for concept must be many realities at that moment unknown. So we begin to know one by one.
Right. But in an object condition, object can be something not real.
This is the difference between concept and reality.
Yes. So that object condition, when the object is not real, it's the concept. It's all about bodhicitta, it's the experience. And that the concept can be a person.
If there's no shape and form, can you know what's what here? It's repeat. As it does not appear as one object at a time, mm-hmm. and one experience at a time, can you know that it's different moments? Thank you.
No.
So there must be the understanding of realities. Mm-hmm. So we can know that we has no idea about reality before as reality. We take the whole for concept, I and you and me and everything. Kana sanya. So we learn about one citta at a time, that it experiences only one object.
I of course it's the reality that really matters. So,
I'm just interested to know what's the sticking point here.
The sticking point is when we say concept is thought about. The concept is thought about with Loba in the Javana process. And that concept is based on prior reality and the limita, right? And then there is this imagined concept. In one and thinking with Loba about this concept. And this concept can be a person that marked by the sanya, right? I just wonder how complicated can this person be with shape and form and detail together in that one single concept.
How complicated?
Because that's what the sentence is saying, even in one Javana process. That's why I wonder if sanya can consolidate all the, because all the sanya nimitta are never lost.
So it all arises from that passage.
Yes.
But apart from that, you don't have any particular issue about thinking and concept.
Not really. Because I'm okay with just concept. It's all about concepts imagined based on reality.
Based on reality.
From without
reality, can there be any concept?
No.
That's what I mean.
Based on reality, right?
Right, but not necessarily reality arising at the present moment.
Yes.
Do you have concept as object or reality as object?
Most of the time, concept. That's why everybody is doing that. What arises more? Realities. But what it's thought about is concept most of the time. But that which think about a concept is numerous.
When chetasikas arise, they are different from one process to another process. Because it has to experience reality first. Uh-huh. And after that, it conditions the memory of the shape and form of that which arises and form up the nimitta. Without nimitta, no one knows what is what. Visible object appear or convincing appears.
A visible object appears. Right.
Of the nimitta.
Yeah, the idea of
the nimitta. Yeah. Is that enough to understand?
That's enough already. Yeah, it's just more curious about what does that exactly mean. Like,
Anupiyana is about this and this, the details of each. Some might not pay attention to.
Why is that detail cannot be part of the Kana Sanya?
You have to understand one word at a time. Because we have to know that when we talk about Kana and Sanya, it's the Sanya which remembers the mark.
Right, and never lost.
Sanya arises and falls away, but what is accumulated is Kusala Citta and Akusala Citta. That's right. People have different tendency. Excuse me.
Right. But the Sanya Nimitta is also never lost.
Arises and falls away depending on condition which one arises. Sanya of Nimitta or Sanya of reality, if it has arisen to be object of right understanding. No rules, depending on conditions.
Ajahn, in the mind or process immediately after the sense or process, it is the visible object, the exact replica that's experienced. Yes. Can one refer to it as Nimitta?
There are many mind or process, not this one.
Can one refer to that first one as Nimitta because the visible object itself has fallen away? Can one say it's Nimitta of visible object?
What do you say about the truth at that moment when you think?
I'm sorry?
If the sense now process has fallen away, no one knows that, right? No one knows the moment when one
right.
sense now process
right.
is falling, and the folly cannot be known either.
Okay.
So it begins from whatever is seen is followed by thinking about it
right.
until it becomes shape and form.
So in the first process, it's just the same visible object.
Yes.
So we can't talk about it as the Nimitta or the shape of visible object because.
Why do you want to call it?
What? Why or what?
Why?
Why? Well, just for discussion, right? Or because I usually.
Just for clarification.
Right.
If it's just one moment, no other process, no nimitta, but
okay.
the arising and falling away,
right.
100 and 1,000.
So hundreds and thousands of visible objects and hundreds and thousands of mind or processes before there's attending to the shape. And actually the visible object itself must have... the shape or the different visible objects different, so it's attending to the shape of visible object that is there already, otherwise it couldn't be attending to it. Like if you think of sound, the loudness or the softness or the high pitch or the low pitch, but each sound itself is different, otherwise there couldn't be the attending to the nimitta of those different sounds.
Certainly, each moment of reality arising fully has nimitta and reaction. But your question, I think, is whether that is tended to. Just more for the definition of nimitta. Yeah, what exactly? Because which nimitta are you?
Then what we are talking about.
But without the hearing, without hearing,
and
understanding
the difference of realities like sati and panna, as might be and vasati.
Most of the time, we just talk about the words,
in
numbers. And also sometimes we talk about realities that don't appear. We talk about many things that we don't understand here.
Speaking all about that which you do not really understand from birth to death, like I, food and everything.
I just mentioned color, for example, like red color or green color or anything. So when we talk about the shape of visible object, it has to be just as it is. But as soon as so red, green, but as soon as it's any attending to it or thinking about it or attending to the details, then it's not the shape. And the shape has to be representing the actual reality. So the reality wasn't different by different color or kind, then there couldn't be different nimitta and there couldn't be attending to different details.
So once it's thinking, then it's not
anymore.
But also coming back to your last question,
different meanings of nimitta. So when we talk about nimitta and abhyanchana, this has a different meaning than the nimitta of the rapidity of arising and going. So I think you're confusing the two.
Okay.
Nimitta of rapidity of arising and falling away is the simile of the fire stick. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nimitta and anupyacchana, there refers to the detail of the reality. Mm-hmm. Not the fact that because it falls away so fast it leaves an after image. Different use of nimitta.
Details of the realities.
Shape and form. Nimitta and abhyanchana, yes.
Every moment of reality has nimitta and abhyanchana.
Right, that's exactly what I want to make sure of. Mm-hmm. The definition of what we are really talking about.
When we say there's awareness, it's awareness of the emitter of visible object, not the actual reality, because that's fallen away already. That's a different use of the emitter.
When we read about the nimitta and abhyanchana, can we say it's the same nimitta we're referring to when we're talking about the arising shape on account of the arising and falling away of realities?
Usually, reality has its own characteristic.
Yes.
Rupa as rupa, sound as sound,
yes.
Visible object as. They are different by the Mahabhuta rupa,
yes.
And other conditions. Just that.
Mm.
You don't talk about shape and form of
no,
anything.
No, just the nature of the reality. Mm.
The light is a condition of the light, because not the light I cannot see.
That's true, because in the dark, if you wake up in the dark, actually there's seeing, but you cannot make out the shape of different objects because no light. So in order to see different objects, it needs light. In order to see the colors, it needs light.
Yes. I think I see a color nimitta hình ảnh cảm giác hình ảnh khi nhìn thấy đây là như kiểu
image.
But in darkness we can see dark. We don't have to think about whether it is black. Whatever is seen is the best word for our reality, which can impinge on the eye, that which can be seen, no matter black or white or blue. Even when closes one's eyes, there can be seen different color. That which is seen impinge on the eye, otherwise it cannot appear as that. So we don't mind whether it's red or blue or whatever. That which is seen, no matter in light or in darkness, is a reality which can impinge on the eyes, because the blind cannot know the difference at all. No, that which can be seen can appear to the blind at all.
Just before Achan talked about that, you mentioned about like many people, when they hear about samadhi being the proximate cause for wisdom, for panya, but they don't realize that it is a different level. Could you elaborate more?
You mean satipatthana? From the intellectual understanding, that is not satipatthana, but that is sati of that level. And when it, the moment of satipatthana, sati is known as not self, not other object. And panya, which has developed from hearing, understand better, because at that moment sati is another level of intellectual sati. See?
Any moments when people think that there's someone who is aware, that can never be sati, because there are ideas
How much understanding of reality now for them to condition right awareness of that moment? It's impossible.
So anyone who teaches a method like someone trying to have some technique doing something, it shows that that person doesn't really understand that sati is anatta.
Right understanding knows what's right and what's wrong, for sure. And it's not the Buddha's word at all. So one knows that that is that person's own word.
So like now when there's some intellectual understanding that on dhamma anatta, we can understand that even sati at this moment is anatta, but the characteristic of sati doesn't appear.
Any reality appear as it is. For example, visible object. It always appears as someone or something. So only pandya right understanding begins to understand little by little. It cannot be anything because it's that which can impinge on the eye. And where is it? With the Mahabhuta Rupa. Only that, and they all arise and fall away in split seconds. So how can there be a personal, permanent people or things? Impossible. So one knows that that is not satipatthana, but it can be known only when it arises. Before it has arisen, no one knows its characteristic of satipatthana. Just claim that that is sati, develop sati, having sati, crossing this road, the road with sati in. Like that, it's true. Yes. So it's the accumulation of to be careful to consider each word which is heard, not just believe.
Many people, they believe that although at the beginning when there's the wrong understanding, the right awareness happens. But that is not possible because no
someday
condition.
Someday with what? With no hearing at all? Yeah.
So they somehow think that because of the previous practice that someday right awareness happens. But that is not on the wrong practice.
Impossible. Can the wrong practice condition right understanding?
So does that mean that at the moments where sati appears as anattaness, one can also understand that is it conditioned by previous understanding from hearing?
No thinking, because when it's thinking, it's just intellectual understanding. It happens by conditions. Yeah? That's why it indicates the anattaness. No thinking about it. Otherwise, it's waiting, wanting, hoping, deep down.
Yeah. And also understands the moments of trying to, and the
yeah. So, not to do anything, only right understanding, and right understanding works its way, only it, and when can see that how much the development one has when there's not mind, whether it's here or it's gone or whatever it is. Otherwise, there must be clinging, wishing to know.
So before the moments of satipatthana happens, what matters is the confidence or the degrees of understanding of the anattaness of own dhamma, right?
From the very beginning about dhamma. And only dhamma. See, here dhamma, that's dhamma. Just one word. Dhamma.
Every moment.
No, not depending on conditions. Yeah.
When it arises.
It just means like
to understand that even right now,
to understand that every single moment in life
we are talking now, the understanding of dhamma develops by itself from hearing and considering, no expectation that it can be another level.
Like what I clarify my point, it's like many people, they agree that Buddha said, own Dhamma are anatta. So seeing is anatta. No one makes it to arise. But then they think that, okay, at the moment of practicing awareness, that is, that Dhamma has to be willed. So that means that
by themselves.
So that's why
not by understanding.
There needs to be every moment.
Actually, it's no understanding of Dhamma as anatta and no confidence that Dhamma is anatta.
That is the reason when I said that there should be the understanding that every single moment in life, whatever it is a Dhamma, is conditioned.
It's accumulated by its own. If there's no thinking about it, because it can be aware of anything, no selection at all. So life must be very normal.
What was the point that you wanted Sal to bring up today that you didn't bring up?
The Dao or Zhao? Zhao? Ah, no, it was because I didn't hear from him directly, but someone told me that he has the idea that at a certain level, when John mentioned about the section on Samatha in the Visuddhimagga, you said that is a very high level of understanding already, yes. So somehow, because I didn't hear directly from Zhao, so someone told me that he said that means that when there's more understanding, there can be meditation, something like that. So that's why...
You don't understand what meditation is.
The idea of doing something.
And from his question, it was clear, still the idea of practicing samatha first, or practicing vipassana, or following this way or that way.
But for Kun Sao's question about the four types, it is not that the other can tell at all. Oneself knows what moment is samatha and what moment is vipassana. So there can be samatha before or vipassana before. It doesn't matter. It's just the way it is.
I was just thinking about some people who came to listen to the Buddha and then they attain enlightenment. And some of them just continue with their daily life without obviously attaining any jhana. But some others become part of the bhikkhu sangha, and then they attain jhana afterwards. So like a different accumulation.
One moment cannot be the same, no matter in one person or the whole world. Just once and gone completely, but it's accumulated.
So when is it said about the third kind, like samatha and vipassana in tandem, what does exactly mean?
Samatha and vipassana together?
Yoga together.
They arise together?
They actually, when it's vipassana, jnana, always yoked together. And when vipassana develops, samatha develops with it.
Because that's why I wanted to clarify the meaning of samatha in that context. Because then on the in the case of the second kind, like the people who first attain vipassana jnana and then later on developed samatha by accumulations. So what would be the difference between the second and the third?
One would have to look at the commentary. Third one is that enlightenment with jhana as basis?
I think that on the way before enlightenment.
And the third one is maybe develop vipassana, maybe even become enlightened, and then maybe afterwards develop samatha, even up to jhana. Can happen, anything by conditions. The second one you asked about, the second one.
The third
one
is said in tandem.
Yeah. Second one, work together. Vipassana and afterwards development of samatha.
One by one. first.
So the first one is the one develop samatha first and then develop vipassana,
okay,
like in the time of the Buddha.
Okay. It seems like for some people, but can it be for everyone? Why not? Because even samatha is there. We do not talk about jhana. Yeah, yeah. So who knows? That's the way it is. So Buddha classified them about different what happened, the happenings. Some can be like this, and some is this, and other is that, only that, because he can know. But what about the other? We cannot know when we try to set the rule for this and that into four classification.
Anyway, what it's showing, it's just showing the very conditioned nature and how it can be samatha now or vipassana or develop vipassana, samatha and vipassana together. So it just depends on accumulations and conditions, and we never know what will arise or what will develop.
This is from Anguttara Nikaya.
I think so,
yes.
Because you see that even those who has attained jhana might not have jhana as object, see. So it can be one of the four, see.
When the commentary talks about the first one developing samatha to level of jhana and then afterwards developing vipassana and then the second one developing vipassana and afterwards developing samatha.
By conditions, not at will. As it is, as the way it is.
Just like to know what the third one refers to.
What is the first one?
Samatha and then vipassana.
We have clear understanding about that.
Yeah.
Samatha can be at any degree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any degree, not jhana.
Yes.
Because of anattaness. Mm. Even those who have attained jhana might not have jhana as object at all. So
It's referring to object, so it could be any.
Just the way it is. Yeah. And of the four classified way, that's all.
Right.
Only that. And the second one?
Vipassana.
When vipassana is there, samatha can grow, appear stronger because of the understanding.
Right.
See, that's all. Make it common. Yeah. And the third one?
Develop together in tandem.
Like those who are so well and keen of both.
Sorry?
For those who are very keen and very well.
They both develop together.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Good understanding of realities and good understanding of calmness.
By conditions. What they know is anatta and condition, not their will at all. And the fourth one? Just turn it around from three to four.
When at high level of understanding, there can still be some mistakes taken.
This is from very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the third one is samatha first, and then vipassana.
Third one together.
Imperfections of insight. Fourth one. The imperfections of insight.
So when attaining
vipassana
jnana, the imperfections can because of the attack.
You mean the vipassana upakilesa?
Yes.
Vipassana upakilesa after the third level
of
vipassana jnana.
Yeah.
Because panya is so clear and strong that it can condition the attachment to that. Because attachment is still there, it follows any level.
Yeah.
And any level. I don't think so, because this is another part. It's about the vipassana upakilesa. Nothing to do with that. No.
Maybe the fourth one is just vipassana. I'm not sure.
I think it's Yamaka Sutra.
Yes. Like the Sukha.
That is another. That is Sukha Patipatha, Tantha Pinya. Sukha, Sukha Patipatha, Vika Panya, Quick Aurakati.
The first one, when we talked about development of samatha first and then vipassana, you said yes, but even if samatha is developed, not always the object, but is it only referring to when it's the object or even it's not the object of?
Yeah, but what are we talking about now? What part?
I think about ways of development.
One way.
Ways by which people attain enlightenment.
Oh, okay, yeah. So then it must be the object. Yeah, and then.
Or the accumulation of the person.
For enlightenment. Mm-hmm. One other point when we were talking about Sanya and Vedana, the importance of Vedana Kanda and Sanya Kanda, and this is why they're separate Kanda, and Vincent asked about the accumulation, and we were saying everything is accumulated from citta to citta, the kusala and akusala. But last time when we were in Nakonna Yop, we were talking about how the sankhara kanda citta seekers accumulate, but we cannot say Vedana.
Because
and
you see that when we talk about the accumulation, we talk about kusala citta
and akusala
with jetasika.
Including Sanya and Vedana.
Yeah.
Because last time there was some suggestion, Sukhin said, oh, but Sanya doesn't accumulate. And
by itself.
Okay, with the support of others. Okay, good to clarify, because it made it sound on the tape like it doesn't accumulate, but with the support of others, just like every other
chetasika,
so all accumulate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how can citta be different?
Exactly, and how can the marking remember what to remember, and how can there be the remembering accumulating?
Even so, the years ago happening.
Yeah. Okay, so they all accumulate.
Do not accumulate themselves. Sanya does not accumulate itself.
With the support
with
of the other chetasikas.
And usually it is with kusala and akusala, not vipaka.
No, but that's the same for all chetasikas. Mm-hmm. Kusala and akusala, not but have to be with the support of others.